Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson. I'm going to talk to you about two little apps that I have on my phone. I'll demonstrate. One is Pocket, the other is Instapaper. They both do about the same thing. And do I prefer one over the other? Well, I do use one more than the other. Do I prefer one over the other? I don't know. They both work pretty dang good. Pocket, the reason I do use Pocket more than the other is because it's in my Mac also. It's in the Safari browser. So if I come across an article or something that I want to save, retrieve, that's why I use Pocket. And both of them do hook up with VoiceDream. So I don't have to pay the premium cost to have the activation of the voice synthesizer in the apps, which, you know, for $24 to $30 a year, you can have full access to the app and take notes, do all sorts of more things with these apps. But they're both free. So with the VoiceDream, I'm perfectly happy with using the free version of Pocket or Instapaper, and it works pretty good. So in the Pocket app, and I'm using the latest 6.1.1, it's changed just a little bit. They've gone towards social media where you can hook up with your friends with it. You can see what other people are reading, listening to. You know, I'm not in it for the social networking part or searching. I think Instapaper, you can search down. You can go in there and you can search and hunt and kind of correlate your searches and all sorts of stuff. Maybe it's better at doing that. And I think Pocket is getting better at that, but it's not something that I'm really looking for. I'm not looking for networking with too many people with it. It's usually for my own personal research. I could see people going to school using this, collecting articles and having it. You can do some, tag them in Pocket and create playlist. So whether it's for work, pleasure, school, anything, it's a good app to use with VoiceDream, which is a aggregator of articles that you save in Pocket or in Instapaper or from anywhere else. You can get them and you can listen to them, and there's great voices and you can adjust the speeds and all that. So it's your own personal one. For $10, it saves you the money from getting a premium prescription to at least Pocket or Instapaper. Save yourself some money. Now in Pocket, you collect articles just by save to Pocket. Now that a lot of these apps share between apps, it works out pretty good. And it also has an email, so you could email it to Pocket. And that's what I used to do all the time, but now usually you can find share to Pocket. In Pocket, when you have, say you have 15, 20 articles in there, you want to delete some of them. I noticed in 6.1.1 that there's no delete button unless you do this. Let me find an article.
Dropbox, keyboard ninjas, clipboard.docx.
Okay, so if I want to get rid of this article, I would do this. I do a single finger, double tap and hold. Now I release my finger. And now down in the bottom right-hand corner,
delete button.
Ah, before it said profile there. So the bottom row of four tabs have changed. Let's see what the other ones are. Single finger swipe to the left.
Favored button. Archive button, add tags button.
All right, so there you have it. You can archive it, basically what you're going to do with the file. So
archive button.
All right, so let's go back to delete.
Favorite delete button.
And I'll single finger double tap.
Delete alert, are you sure? Are you sure you want to delete one item? This can cancel button, delete button, delete profile tab 404.
Do you see how it went back to profile? That used to say delete, but for me to get there, I had to do the single finger double tap and hold for about 3 or 4 seconds, let go, and then go check it out. So that's the thing that I've noticed that changed. The other thing I really noticed is that they're switching to more of a social networking model where you share with your friends and everything, because now it says profile, so people know a little more about you if they check you out. Swipe to the left, single finger.
Notifications tab 3 of 4.
Say my friend X saved 4 articles. I could go see what they saved. So I think that type of hookup is the networking they're talking about.
Recommended tab 2 of 4.
And because it probably generates the stuff you've been looking at, they'll recommend articles that you may be interested in.
Selected, my list, tab, 1 of 4.
I'm going to go back to that.
Selected, my list, tab, 1 of 4.
It may have stayed there, I don't know. So, now I can go up here and just touch in the screen.
Service animals. ADA.gov. Types of houseplants to clean indoor air.
So it's a neat way to use for your time while you're commuting, while you're in travel, while you're waiting for something, without the use of data or Wi-Fi. So, I use it with VoiceDream, which is another great app. So let's take a look at an article.
Types of houseplants to clean indoor air.
Okay, so I'll double tap on that.
Return to list button. Types of houseplants to clean indoor air. Heading level 1. By NASA. Visited. Link.
So with this, I can just do a two-finger swipe down and it'll start reading.
NASA. Link. SustainableBusiness.com. Link. Why invest in expensive electrical air purifiers when you could purchase a few types of houseplants to clean and filter the air naturally and inexpensively? Link. Image. Source.
The other thing I said, I can go to VoiceDream and import it there. So let's go there.
VoiceDream. Double tap to open.
Now, I have previously downloaded this into here, so I'll go find it here.
Fourth generation app, 44, 12 plus awesome blind abilities. Types of houseplants to clean indoor air, 12 minutes, 0 second, 0%. SustainableBusiness.com. Why invest in expensive electrical air purifiers when you could purchase a few types of selected
open that.
Home button?
Then down right above the home button, I think there's a play button.
Position, 0%. Position, play button, adjustable.
Types of houseplants to clean indoor air, SustainableBusiness.com. Why invest in expensive electrical air purifiers when you could purchase a few types of houseplants to clean and filter the air naturally and inexpensively? Much of the research on these benefits.
And let's try Instapaper. I'm going to go to the web on the iOS Safari browser.
Click here. Link. In researchers successfully transplant human stem cells into monkey models with eye disease. Heading level 1. Banner. Landmark.
Now if I swipe to the right.
December 22nd, 2015 by Bob Yurka. Heading level 5. Report. Heading level 5. End. Banner.
All right. The way I do this, I'm going to use the share button.
Share button. Alert. Airdrop recipient. Message button. Facebook button. Twitter button. Pocket button. Instapaper button. Draggable. Okay. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
So I'm going to double tap on Instapaper.
Select button. Share button.
Okay, now let's go to Instapaper.
Instapaper. Double tap to open. Instapaper. Main menu button. Researchers successfully transplant human stem cells into monkey models with eye disease. On medicalexpress.com. Bullet by Bob Yurka. In progress. Retina implants. Location is key. Link. Image.
Okay, so I got the article, and as you can hear that, you heard that the image came with it. That's an Instapaper. So let's get out of Instapaper now. Let's go check out VoiceDream.
VoiceDream. Double tap to open. VoiceDream. Folders. Button.
Now at the very bottom, there's a bar with some tabs on, so let's go touch down here.
Add. Button. Refresh. Button.
There we go. I'm going to refresh.
Refresh.
I'm going to go up and touch up on top here.
Folders button.
Swipe to the right.
All items. Edit button. Search. Researchers successfully transplant human stem cells into monkey models with eye disease. 2 minutes 24 seconds. 0%. Healthy human retina by Michael Judge Berlin via Wikimedia Commons. Medical Express. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions
okay,
in Japan
I
is
will
reporting
double
that
tap.
They have successfully select home button.
And right above the home button, you're going to find
position 0% adjustable.
Slide my finger up.
Double tap to enter. Play button adjustable.
And double tap.
Swipe up to rewind. And
researchers successfully transplant human stem cells into monkey models with eye disease. Healthy human retina by Michael Judge Brislin via Wikimedia Commons. Medical Express.
Okay, so that's how I do it. Now, technically, if I was to go to back to the web,
Safari, click here, link, image.
And let's go to another article.
Scientists produce eye structures from human blood-derived stem cells. Heading level 1, banner, landmark.
So I could go to the bottom.
Share button. Alert, airdrop button, Twitter button, pocket button, Instapaper button, draggable.
Now I could
double
just
tap and
double
hold.
Tap on
select
that
button. Share button.
Okay, now I can just go directly to
VoiceDream. Double tap to open.
And in VoiceDream, I would just go to the bottom. Let's get back.
Home button. Folders button.
At the very bottom.
Add button. Refresh button.
Hit refresh.
Refresh. In progress.
And I'll go back up to the top.
Folders button. All items. Edit button. Search. Search field. Scientists produce eye structures from human blood-derived stem cells. 3 minutes 37 seconds. 0%. At 72 days, stem cells derived from human blood formed and
Double
Earth
tap.
Select home button.
Right above the home button.
Position. Play button. Adjustable.
Scientists produce eye structures from human blood-derived stem cells. At 72 days, stem cells derived.
Okay, and that works just the same way with Pocket. Either one of them works great. They're both good. They're both free. And with VoiceDream, you got your own reader. It's a good way to get your articles, good way to get your reading done without Wi-Fi or without data usage. So, hope this helped. And until next time, bye-bye. You can subscribe to Blind Abilities Podcast on the web at www.blindabilities.com. We're also on www.bateencast.com. For all you high school students transitioning to college and the workplace, check it out. Follow us on Twitter at Blind Abilities. And we're also on Audio Boom as the Blind Abilities channel. And thanks for listening.